Opinions that matter. News you can trust. And now, Jason Matthews comments.
I just want to give you a little bit of a warning. Some of the content you may hear is a little bit in your face. And if you've got young kids around, you might not want to hear this. But I am disgusted, not because of politics, not because it's Gina Rinehart. I'm disgusted because somehow we've reached a point where graphic sexualized violence against a woman can make it to air on our national broadcaster. And I know this has been around for a few days, but there's a new angle on this today. This content got past producers, editors, and executives, and the response is little more than, it was unacceptable. Now, we know how the process works. I've got all those people to go through to get stuff on air at 4BC. I know how it works. And if you haven't seen the footage, let's have a listen to it now.
Because when the revolution comes, will you hide under your bed? Or will you know exactly how to shove a stick right up Gina Rinehart's butthole, stirring it round, mixing her guts up nice and smooth, making her into one big sausage roll to make something out of nothing?
Apparently that's comedy at the ABC. Well, I'm not even going to have a crack at the comedy side of it. But that is nothing but graphic and violent. Unacceptable? Well, that's according to Annika Wells, our Minister for Communications.
Look, my personal view is it's unacceptable. Like any Australian, there's stuff I see on TV that I don't agree with. As the Minister for Communications, I respect the editorial independence of the ABC, but I understand they have now referred it to the Ombudsman. I think that was the right thing to do.
Should the ABC apologise?
The ABC should have referred it to the Ombudsman. That's what they've done.
But Gina Rinehart's calling for an apology. Do you think it's something that that they should be apologising for while also referring it to the Ombudsman?
Look, as the Minister for Communications, like as the Minister for Sport, to be honest, if I spend all my time weighing in day to day on the scandals and outrages, valid or not, in both sport and communications, I wouldn't have time to do anything substantive. So, like I said, in this case, the ABC has referred to the Ombudsman. I think that was a helpful and righteous thing to do.
Yeah, but how do you feel as a woman that another program can describe what they want to do to a woman like that? I mean, I've never heard something so shocking. We have lowered the bar beyond belief. Imagine for one second that those comments have been made about almost any other high-profile woman in Australia. Do you honestly believe we'd be having the same conversation? Or would there be wall-to-wall outrage, emergency press conferences, apologies, resignations, and demands for heads to roll? If that was me, and it wouldn't be, I would be fired. That's why so many Aussies see a double standard here. I mean, their own government can't call it out. And when the target is someone on the political left, the condemnation is immediate and absolute. But when the target is someone many of the left disagree with politically, suddenly there are explanations, processes, and referrals to the Ombudsman. Violence is violence. Threats are threats. Sexualized abuse is sexualized abuse. It shouldn't matter who it is. It doesn't matter if it's Gina Rinehart. It shouldn't matter how much money she has or what political view she has or who she supports. If we say stand against violence against women, then we stand against it for every single woman in this country, regardless of their background. With respect, this isn't just another controversy. This is Australia's taxpayer-funded broadcaster airing a grotesque fantasy of violence against a woman. Please. It wasn't a live slip of the tongue. It was pre-recorded, reviewed and approved before millions of Australians had the chance to see it. Someone signed off on it. Someone thought it was acceptable. And now we're expected to move on. I'm sorry, it's not good enough. And Annika Wells, you should be tougher on this. You should be asking the questions, not me. But you're failing to do so. We fund the ABC to inform, educate and entertain, not to broadcast graphic fantasies of violence dressed up as entertainment or political commentary. And whether or not you agree with Pauline Hanson or not, she's raised a question many taxpayers are asking. Why are we paying more than $1 billion a year For a broadcaster that can make mistakes like this and seemingly avoid meaningful accountability, the communications minister will not even call him out. Now, if we're serious about ending violence, particularly against women, the standard can't change depending on who is in the firing line. It's for all women. And principles only matter if they're applied consistently. And we're certainly not being this. Justice isn't supposed to have a political preference, you know. It's for everyone. And neither should common decency. 133-882 is our open line. If you want to have your say, 14 past 8, 4BC Breakfast. Top of 23 today, sunny, light.